Spells for marriage. Spells for marriage and love. How they work. Spells for marriage and love. Spells are magical rituals intended for the purpose of love, marriage, or relationships. Marital spells and love charms have been part of a variety of cultures and traditions around the world throughout history, each with its own unique practices and beliefs. While some see these practices as mere superstitions, others believe in their power to affect relationships positively or negatively. Understanding the cultural meaning and practices of love spells for marriage can provide insights into how various societies treat love and marriage. This article examines the distinct types of spells and black magic for marriage and love, their purposes, and the potential risks and benefits associated with them. What are spells for marriage? Spells for marriage are mystical actions and magical methods for the intention of love, relationship, and marriage, or strengthening protection and empowering relationships. These spells have deep roots in different cultures and traditions, each with unique customs and beliefs. Basically, marriage spells can be divided into two main categories: those that aim to protect and improve existing relationships and partnerships, marriage protection spells, and those that are designed to bind people to marriage, marriage binding spells. The first category, marriage protection spells. Spells for the protection of marriage focus on maintaining and strengthening a marital system. These spells may include traditional prayers, incantations, or the use of symbolic items such as candles or plants. Although their purpose is generally positive, some elements may be negative depending on the context and intent behind their use. The second category, marriage binding spells. Marriage binding spells are more controversial because they aim to forcefully connect two people. These spells have significant negative consequences, which can cause harm to both the spell caster and the target. Binding spells and marital witchcraft act in a manipulative manner on a person's emotional and mental state, without their consent, which makes them ethically and morally problematic. Marriage spells have a long history, especially in the Near East, where plants such as mandrake, frankincense, incense, and other natural substances were commonly used in ceremonies. In Judaism, while there are prayers and customs associated with marriage, they are generally not considered witchcraft but rather traditional methods intended to bless and protect the couple. In general, marriage spells vary widely in their methods and intentions. They can include anything from reading specific words to using personal items to influence the connection between the couple. Understanding the cultural context and ethical implications of these spells is critical for anyone considering using them. How do different cultures use charms and spells for marriage? Black magic for love and marriage spells has been part of a multitude of cultures for centuries, each bringing its own unique traditions and customs to the ceremony. Understanding these different cultural approaches provides an understanding of the diverse ways in which people have tried to influence love, relationships, and marriage. Judaism and spells for marriage. In Judaism, rituals related to the purpose of marriage are more closely aligned with prayers and traditional customs than with classical witchcraft. These customs include prayers for a successful marriage and exercising symbolic actions to bless the couple. For example, the seven blessings that are said are intended to invite divine blessings for the couple's future. These ceremonies emphasize the sanctity of marriage and its spiritual significance and focus on inviting God's grace instead of manipulating energetic forces. Pagan and neo-pagan traditions. In contrast, pagan and neo-pagan traditions involve more direct forms of witchcraft. These rituals may include using herbs, candles, and stones, each chosen for its symbolic meaning. For example, roses and lavender are commonly used to represent love and commitment. Rituals may include creating talisman bags with herbs or lighting candles while saying specific spells designed to strengthen the bond. These customs are rooted in the belief that natural elements have inherent energies that can be harnessed to influence human affairs. Voodoo marriage spell in African and Caribbean traditions. African and Caribbean traditions of voodoo marriage spells are found in Santeria, a fusion of Catholic customs and African folk beliefs, originated in Africa, and evolved in Cuba, or voodoo. They involve complex rituals that invoke spiritual beings. Healers or witch doctors may use representative dolls, known as voodoo dolls, to symbolize the couple and perform bonding rituals to strengthen the emotional bond between them. Rituals include the use of specific invocations, offering sacrifices, and inviting gods or ancestors to bless or protect the marriage. While these practices can be powerful, they are also considered dangerous due to the potential for unintended consequences. In conclusion, black magic and spells for marriage in various cultures differ widely, reflecting the unique spiritual and cultural contexts in which they are practiced. From the prayers and blessings of Judaism to the nature-based rituals of paganism and the spirit rituals of African and Caribbean traditions, each approach offers a unique method for trying to influence love and marital harmony. Understanding these differences highlights the rich fabric of human faith and the universal desire to cultivate loving, long-lasting relationships. Marriage spell in ancient Egypt. In ancient Egypt, people used talismans to cast powerful marriage spells that strengthened the ties between partners. They would do this by evoking the blessings of gods and goddesses associated with love and fertility, such as Hathor. The ceremonies would involve reciting spells and wearing symbolic charms to create a wedlock union between two people. The epic romance between Cleopatra and Mark Antony is probably the most famous example of marriage love spells. These two legendary and powerful leaders are believed to have exercised love and marriage spells to strengthen their bond, both in love and due to political motivation. There were countless folklore tales and legends of their use of love spells on each other throughout the centuries, spells to reinforce their bond, fortify their union, and achieve eternal love, all symbolizing the idea that magic could heighten the intensity of their interconnection. What are the types of spells for marriage? Martial spells come in different forms and serve different purposes. These spells are designed to affect emotional relationships, promote fertility, energetically protect relationships, and ensure unity between couples. Here, we will explore some common types of marriage spells. Love and relationship spells. Love spell for marriage is intended to strengthen the emotional connection between the couple, increase attraction, and foster a successful marriage. These spells sometimes include rituals that use natural elements such as herbs, flowers, and candles. For example, roses and lavender are commonly used as a symbol of love and affection. By creating a mixture of these plants and keeping them nearby, you can strengthen the love and bond between the couple. Spells and witchcraft for fertility. Fertility spells and witchcraft are designed to ensure the couple's health and fertility and help them start a family. These spells include specific rituals that invoke spiritual or natural forces to bless the couple with fertility. Common elements in these rituals include using certain herbs, prayers, and sometimes the involvement of symbolic acts such as planting a tree together and more. Spells and witchcraft to protect marriage. Protection spells and witchcraft are designed to protect the marriage from negative influences such as the evil eye, jealousy, or external energy disturbances. These spells may include using the power of protective amulets or symbols such as the blue eye or special stones such as rose quartz. The goal is to create an energetic shield around the relationship, to ensure its stability and harmony. Some of the protection spells also include burning certain incense or saying prayers intended at keeping away and cleansing negative energy from the couple. Marriage binding spells for marital unity. Binding spells for unity and cooperation focus on ensuring mutual understanding, harmony, and cooperation within the relationship. These spells often include rituals that symbolize the union of the couple, such as tying ropes or ribbons together. This action represents the spiritual and emotional connection between the couple. In some traditions, this is known as the hand tying ceremony, which is performed during wedding ceremonies to symbolize the couple's commitment to each other. Removing spells and witchcraft for a couple. In some cases, people may need the removal of marital spells and binding spells for marriage. These spells, if used incorrectly, can have negative consequences, cause emotional imbalance, and even control someone's free will. The process of banishing and getting rid of such spells is complex and requires an extensive understanding of spiritual and mystical energetic practices. Professionals such as Samuel Zohar Yanai, a spiritual healer, offer services to remove and destroy these spells, intending to restore emotional balance and freedom to those affected. Marital spells, as a whole, play a significant role in various cultures and traditions around the world. They are not just a matter of invoking supernatural powers but involve deeply symbolic actions that reflect the values and beliefs of a community. Whether you're looking to strengthen an existing relationship, promote fertility, protect your marriage, or ensure unity, understanding the distinct kinds of marriage spells can provide valuable insights into how to achieve these goals. For more detailed information on how these spells are performed and their cultural significance, you can explore our comprehensive guide to the spirit worlds of magic and mysticism on the site blog. How are marital spells performed? Martial spells are performed in various ceremonies and ways, according to cultural traditions and personal beliefs. These rituals sometimes involve utilizing natural materials, personal objects, and spells to achieve their intended effects. Use of plants and natural materials. One common method involves using plants and natural materials. Herbs and flowers such as roses, lavender, rosemary, and cinnamon are considered to strengthen love and relationships. The practitioners of the spell may make a small cloth bag full of these plants to carry with them or place under the pillow. The idea is that the natural energies of these plants will affect the emotional and marital relationship between the couple. Use of symbols and personal belongings. Another method involves the use of symbols and personal objects. Items such as photos, jewelry, or clothing belonging to a couple can be incorporated into a union spell to bind their energies together. For example, tying ribbons or ropes in specific colors to symbolize the union and bond between the couple is a common practice. These physical representations are considered to strengthen marital and emotional bonds. Chanting spells or prayers. Verbal elements play a crucial role in relationship spells and marriage spells. Invoking words or prayers are said with a focused intent to bring about the desired result. They can be traditional spells passed down from generation to generation or spontaneously formed words intended to convey the intentions of the performer. Accuracy and focus in saying words are essential, as it is believed that the power of the spell lies in the precision and sincerity of the words spoken. In many cultures, special prayers or verses considered love blessings are said during wedding ceremonies to ensure a healthy and harmonious marital relationship. These verbal components are used to direct the energy and direction of the spell towards achieving marital success. In general, performing marriage spells is a multifaceted process that combines natural elements, personal items, and spoken words to influence and strengthen relationships. The methods vary widely but share a common goal of nurturing the relationship and love between partners. What are the risks and benefits of spells for marriage and relationships? Relationship and marriage spells, like any method of magic, come with potential benefits and risks. Understanding the risks and benefits can help you make informed decisions about their use. Benefits. One of the main advantages of relationship and martial spells is their ability to strengthen the emotional bond between the couple. These spells can promote love, attraction, and understanding, and may lead to a more harmonious relationship. For example, love and relationship spells aim to increase emotional connection and foster mutual affection, which can be helpful in maintaining a healthy partnership. Spells for marriage and relationships can also provide protection for the relationship. Spells designed to protect the marriage or partnership from external negative influences, such as jealousy or the evil eye, can help maintain the integrity and stability of the relationship. This defensive aspect can be especially soothing for couples facing external pressures or conflicts. Risks. Despite these potential benefits, relationship or marriage spells carry significant risks. One of the main concerns is the ethical implications of using spells to influence another person's feelings or actions. Binding spells, which force connection for the purpose of marriage or marriage, can be particularly dangerous. These spells involve the manipulation of a person's free will, which can lead to emotional and psychological damage to both parties involved. In addition, invoking powerful magical forces can backfire and cause unintended negative consequences. For example, summoning spiritual entities or using black magic to protect a marriage can attract negative energies or entities, and lead to further complications in the relationship. The complexity and potential for harm make it essential to approach marriage spells with care and respect for the traditions and beliefs involved. In conclusion, while relationship and marriage spells can offer benefits such as strengthening emotional bonds and protection, they also pose significant ethical and practical risks. It is important to consider these factors carefully before deciding to use such spells. Who casts spells for marriage? Spells for marriage are performed by a wide variety of practitioners, each relying on their unique cultural and traditional background. Traditional witch doctors and magicians incorporate marriage spells and love spells as part of their wide repertoire. These practitioners, especially those rooted in neo-pagan traditions, use a combination of spells to summon love, strengthen relationships, or repair failed marital relationship in various folk traditions. Local sorcerers and healers play a significant role. For example, in South America, in Muslim and Jewish communities in the Middle East, marriage and love spells are an integral part of their practices. These spells are aimed not only at cultivating love but also at having a positive impact on community life. Kabbalists and rabbis in certain Jewish communities are known to write amulets for love and relationships, using Kabbalistic prayers, holy names, and letters from sacred texts to bless and protect marriages. Healers in African, Caribbean, and other traditions, such as Santeria, a system that originated in Africa and developed in Cuba and South America, use deities called orishas to influence love life and marriage. This practice is considered a form of black magic and carries potential negative consequences. Furthermore, energy therapists and spiritual teachers in the New Age movement focus on improving marital systems through Reiki, crystals, meditation, and universal energies. Their methods are energetically aimed at bringing new love into a person's life, improving emotional connections, or removing barriers that hinder successful relationships. This holistic approach, while modern, still echoes the ancient traditions of using spells to influence love, relationships, and marriage. These diverse practitioners reflect the rich fabric of cultural practices surrounding marriage and love spells, each contributing to the complex and diverse landscape of love spells. How to remove marital witchcraft and spells for marriage and love? To remove marital witchcraft and spells for marriage and love, it is important to know that it is a complex process that requires expertise and a broad understanding of different cultural and spiritual customs. Usually, this involves a holistic approach that addresses both the symptoms and the root causes of the energetic blockages created by the spells. A common method of removing relationships and martial spells is through special rituals performed by spiritual or traditional healers. These ceremonies usually take place after midnight, a time considered most effective for such spiritual work. The process does not require the physical presence of the affected person, which makes it accessible regardless of their location in the world. The spiritual healer Samuel Zohar Yanai is known for his expertise in this field, using Kabbalistic codes and prayers to break and destroy dark spells and restore balance and emotional stability in a person's marital life. Another approach involves using amulets and protective objects. These items are charged with positive energies and prayers to stop and remove the grip of the negative effects of the harmful spells. In the Kabbalistic tradition, specific prayers and holy names are used to neutralize and break the influence of black magic and protect the person from further harm. In addition, New Age energetic therapists may use methods such as Reiki, crystal healing, and meditation. These methods aim to purify the person's aura and bring their energies back into balance, thus releasing the spell's grip on them. In general, removing marriage, relationship, and love spells requires a careful and informed approach, adapted to the specific circumstances and cultural background of the person. If a marriage or couple spell has been cast on you and you are interested in getting rid of it, contact us now by email on WhatsApp or call us now.